VinnyEastwoodShow.com and also, of course, AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the most fabulous network in the world, bar none. And I can say that quite with confidence because there have been occasions where I just, like, you know, leave on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Show after show, guest after guest, commentator after commentator. Freaking beautiful. And the archiving, all done relatively soon afterwards. It's just, you really can't say enough good things about AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Unless, of course, you start talking about the people who actually run AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and then you definitely won't be able to run out of good things to say. Because they work really tirelessly, ridiculously large amounts. And coming up at the end of this week, allegedly, it's Thanksgiving in the United States, and we'll be taking 2 days off towards the end of the week. The Thursday and Friday shows, or if you're in New Zealand, the Friday-Saturday shows, because we incidentally broadcast live from the future, will not be going to air. I haven't figured out whether or not I'm going to just interview some people across the internet personally and then upload it to my YouTube channel, or maybe I might just even take those days off and catch up on some other work that I need to do. Who knows? When we come into the election season, and it's about 1 week till the elections here in New Zealand, being the great little Freemason, freehold nation that we are, not entirely dissimilar from all the other English-speaking nations, mind you, you wonder, okay, who's on the election platform this year? Oh, okay, so we've got the head honcho himself, the big cheese, if you please, John Keyes, leading up the National Party. Okay. And guess who his little puppet and lovely boy is, who he's supporting and having cups of tea with? Former Mayor of Auckland, John Banks. What's the connection between these two people? Oh, other than the fact that they're both extremely high-level Freemasons, no connection whatsoever. No, they've been in the same parties together and worked together a long time, and apparently they're good friends, you know, they gaveled down at the Masonic halls and raped children together, you know, that kind of chummy camaraderie, or scummeraderie, as it should be more correctly termed. And I saw a video today that just absolutely pleased me to no end. Somebody has got some good digital 3D modelling exposure-y scumbaggery skills out there to be shizzled. Frickin' John Banks talking on The Nation, which is like the main television network here in the country, talking about all the political system so freaking authoritarian. It's grand. Isn't it fabulous? You know, we're going to brain damage the people with the fluoride and get them to frickin' have abortions and all this kind of stuff. It's been great, very liberal. You know, The Nation. I love it how they always try to represent people. I don't try to represent people. The mainstream media does. And I wind up, just through telling the frickin' truth, offending the people and the mainstream media. Sorry, it's the truth. And that's what happens when you tell the truth. You'll offend both sides of every single argument that exists. Because always, as is often the case, the vast majority of people don't know the truth. They simply believe lies. And everybody who is voting in any election, anywhere, at any time, can be assured that there is copious quantities of scumbaggery going on either behind the scenes or is being planned. They have nothing else on the cards, mate. They're going to tell you what you want to hear so that you'll vote for them. And conveniently, under the law, that's not actually illegal to knowingly misrepresent your policies. That's right. There is no law against any politician in this country, at least. I'm probably say it's not entirely dissimilar from the rest of the countries, because otherwise they would have prosecuted some of them by now. Don't you think? Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister of the Uber Kingdom. Copious quantities of lies. George W. Bush, former El Presidente of the USSA. Copious amounts of lies. It's just inextricable. And the fact that none of these war criminals or various assorted filth don't end up ever, to my knowledge, going to frickin' prison is a frickin' tragedy. It's real sad. You know, it belittles all the people that they've basically just spit on and killed. Illegal wars, tampering with your civil rights. Same thing happens everywhere. Even in New Zealand, we've got some SAS troops, you know, our finest, crackest boys. And I know a few ex-SAS people, good dudes. Smart cookies, too. Real smart cookies. As in, that's the only way you can get in there. Sending off to die, secret missions, and what have you. And all the meanwhile, they say, oh, they're not going to be involved in combat operations. They're the frickin' baddest of the badass. And you think that when you send them into a combat situation, they're not going to get their hands dirty? Wake up! How frickin' naive do people have to do? The Secret Air Services! Kind of says it right there! Well, of course, it's just the Special Air Services. Special means secret, you know, like Special Forces, Secret Forces. That's all it is. They go in, they get out, and nobody sees hide nor hair of them because they had their throat cut. It's pretty straightforward. I would have thought. The dumbed-down public, on the other hand, they seem to think that military people don't go out there specifically with the ideas of killing and maiming people. They've got frickin' guns! They're trained to frickin' use them! What do you expect? This comes down to my main point I wanted to address today. My Facebook status this morning, posted it like a couple of minutes ago, and it's already got like 30-something people liking it, because it's the truth. Well, it's just, I don't mean to offend anybody when I say this, not the New Zealand audience or any other audience. If you vote for Republican or Democrat, if you vote for the National or the Labour Party, if you vote for the Tories or the Labour Party, no matter what, where you are, they're all the same. False left-right dichotomy. If you vote for any of the two major parties, in any election that you participate in, you are thinking incorrectly. They're not actually opposed to one another. You're just voting for one or two sides of the same alleged coin. And if you do vote for them, then you are retarded and you need adult supervision. You're very naughty. Okay? Founding fathers understood the principle of democracy is that the reason why you have a public education service and that people have to become educated in some way, shape or form, they can do homeschooling if they want, whatever, you just got to educate people en masse. Why? Because without a public capable of critical thinking, there is no telling how awry the democracy in that country will get. Well, not even set up as a democracy in the first freaking place. Set up as a republic. Democracy is when 51% of the people can vote to take away the rights of the other 49%. Democracy is when 51% of the people can vote to having the entire country's assets stripped and sold away to the World Bank or affiliated companies. Okay? That's what you're voting for. And knowing that, I know some people who do know about the New World Order and the various machinations of its clique of cult-like, cabalish, goat-worshipping filth. They know about all this, and yet they still vote for one of the two, saying, well, he's at least yards ahead of the other guy. Look, the only reason why one of these scumbags, be it Obama or John Key or whatever, the only reason why they're in that position is because they're more trained, more funded, more groomed than the other guy, more favored. Whomever will be able to sell the globalist agenda to the public will be he whom wins the election. There are people asking me, Vinny, do you really think John Key's going to win the election? Yes, for goodness sake. Have a look at how he's polling. He's polling like a bat out of hell. He's almost destroyed this country. Almost. He hasn't sold the assets yet. And he hasn't sold us out to a Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, the equivalent of NAFTA or GATT, which will outsource all our jobs, destroy our industry, and completely tackle our sovereignty to the ground, if you want to use rugby terminology. You will not, in any way, shape, or form, be able to reprimand any company that comes in from overseas operating under a Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement if they engage in scumbaggery, if they engage in theft, crime, pollution, doesn't matter. You won't be able to do crap against them because under that agreement, any threat to their profit margin that you pose will wind up costing you through the world court. That's right. They will take you to the world court, which always rules in the favor of corporations.
We dumped 10,000 litres of toxic waste and we contaminated 4 villages and deformed like 50% of the population that was born that year.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the government's case? What? What are you talking about? Oh, well, that's right. Throw it out of court. You told these people that they couldn't operate and dump their toxic waste. That's an impediment to that's an impediment to their profit margin. So we're going to fine you now. However much profit they were gonna make till the end of time. They've got that power. Don't you get it? Wake up. These people are destroying your country by design to absorb you like liquefied bodies fed intravenously to the living in the matrix sense of the word. We're being harvested, colonized, and all the cantankerous scumbaggery filth at the disposal of unlimited money. There'll be no limit to how much corruption, how much bribery, how many different sociopathic individuals do you need to run a country? As it turns out, not too many, as long as they're positioned in the correct places, like a chess game. Strategically position your pieces, and when the timing is right, you strike. Checkmate. That's what's going on here. I feel that it's quite enough. Okay, I've had enough. I haven't been alive for all that long. I'm still very young, and I feel like I've had enough. It's like arthritis of the soul. I can't move without a creak in my neck or my back or something. It's as though every part of my body just oozes with pain at the prospect of people who are freaking mentally retarded voting for scumbags that are destroying their own freaking country out from under them. Brainwashing is so effective these days, don't you think? If you're not telling people something that's incorrect to believe, you're distracting them with something that's irrelevant to entertain themselves with. It's unbelievable. And this is the main thing that I have a problem with New Zealand. You know, the American Idol and all of those other spin-offs of it and everything? Guess which country actually started that type of theme, that type of show, where they lined people up, got them to audition before a panel, and gave them crap or what have you, or like let them in and then they formed a band or made a singer at the end of it, you know, the winner of such and such. It was New Zealand. It was a little TV series called Pop Stars, and we were the first to do it, and we produced this little girl band called True Bliss. And, you know, a couple of those people from True Bliss came on to actually have reasonable careers after the fact. Right? We came up with that, and I'm sorry to the rest of the world for inflicting this absolute terrible, horrible, no good, very bad type of TV spin-off saga on your consciousness. It has gotten people so much more distracted than I would have ever thought possible. Look, there's some random people that are singing and trying to be part of a band because they can't actually figure it out themselves. They don't actually have any real help from the community or anything like that. Let's just sort of grab somebody randomly, you know, basically, put them through a few hurdles and what have you. So it's like producing some description of an ad hoc media musician super vampire, you know? Because, boy, goodness, do they suck. They're just the worst of the worst of the worst. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, speaking of which, and we'll be right back after this little break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
I got some so-called friends. Smile right to my face. All when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace. Oh no, no. Oh no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Who's that? Are you on?
The side that stabs you in the back.
JFK.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And also make sure, I wanted to get a lot of people to do this. I'm not sure if anybody will, but if you go to TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com, that's Vinnie with a Y, Eastwood like Clint Eastwood, .com, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com, you've got to put the in there. And go to the Vinnie on Other Shows page. And I have been on a pretty substantial amount of other people's radio shows, some of which I've called in, some of which have invited me on for an hour or two. And one of the best interviews that we've got in there is one done with Hillary Ramo, from the Hillary Ramo show, I guess. And we kind of explore what kind of got me started along this sort of path. And it's quite revealing. It really kind of helps you to understand where I'm coming from to a large degree. See, personally, I think it's not the big things that happen in politics and parliament and what have you that are the most effective for people. I think it's actually the personal stories that you get off of individuals who've been through a lot, more or less. If somebody survived a pretty traumatic time, then by goodness, do they have interesting stories to tell that really teach you something about what it is like and what's important about being human. Is that something that other people are capable of resonating with? Real people telling you real things that really happened to them, rather than some description of BS. Okay, I have my doubts that any type of political discussion where it starts can be terribly fruitful, because if you're arguing based on false premises in the first place, like let's say you take a leaders debate, for example, and the answers that both sides give are virtually the same. It means that the question was wrong. This is the power of the interviewer, the power of the almighty question. That's something that needs to have more oomph. The problem is we have a psychologically castrated media currently telling the world all sorts of things that are just plain frickin' nonsense. And nobody should be paying attention. And yet they are. Now, how does that work? Everybody hates the news and says that it's all BS, and yet they still continue to tune into it. You know why? Because mind control
is addictive.
Can't get enough of it. Just like in cults. That's why people get so absolutely out of their minds, crazy for the cult. Because they're addicted to it. Like it's heroin for the brain. Heroin for the soul. Heroin manufactured in Afghanistan and shipped back to the US via the CIA C-130s that they borrowed from the United States Fire Service. You know? It is the opiate of the masses. It's starting to be. And quite frankly, you people talk about the solutions, right? And I don't know what any solutions to any of this is. I simply notice the problems because most people don't notice the problems. And until everybody notices, how are you going to find a solution? Unless you know what's wrong, how are you going to make it right? That's the problem, because it's a multifaceted, cascading group of stuff going on, all simultaneously. It's inextricable, difficult to predict, difficult to nail down without copious quantities of research backing you up. Most people don't have the time to research into even more than one or two subjects, okay? Because that's how deep the rabbit hole goes on each and every element of discussion. As far as I'm concerned, you can talk about anything for a long, long time, you know? As long as you had all the information at your fingertips to read from, to watch, to listen to. There's so much complexity. And people, instead of going, oh, there's so much complexity, that's awesome, they go, oh, there's so much complexity, I'm going to turn off. Because they've been conditioned for quite some time to think that things that are complicated and difficult to understand are boring. No, this is far more interesting, all right? I'll tell you what's boring. Sitting there, watching a debate between the leaders of two political parties who will do the same thing to the country if they're elected anyway, for an hour, and not one of them says a dang thing. That's boring. You listen to somebody who knows what they're on about for moments. Infinitely more interesting because you're learning stuff. Why have people thought that learning stuff is a bad thing? Is that the education system's fault? I think it might be. Because as far as I know, almost everything that I was taught in the education system in this country was freaking boring. Didn't make it relevant to me. I didn't see the consequence of knowing it. Pythagoras theorem. I know how to calculate the corners of a triangle. How the heck am I ever going to use that unless I'm an architect or some description of technical person who actually uses mathematics in their daily life? Right? How important really is it? I don't really know. I didn't get it. I still don't get it. And I'll probably never want to, because it has no relevance. The media is the same as the education system. It's no longer relevant to people's lives. Kim Kardashian is not relevant to people's lives. I can't even believe you even have to say that. The fact that you even have to say it shows that there's something deeply and seriously wrong going on. At a consistent, constant basis. It's unbelievable. Now, the solution to this, as we have in the chat room, is to listen to the Vinnie Eastwood show and to turn off the bloody electronic mind-controlled box. You live in a box, you drive a rectangle, you work in a box, and you watch a box. Hey, isn't that what Ben Square's all about? Who's hip? Who's hip? Who wants to get a new iPad? The iPad 2. It's even more deadly than Terminator 2. And I don't know where I was going with that. What's going on? this is what everybody keeps asking. What's going on? It's because they don't know. And the fact that they're asking what's going on, and they treat it as a rhetorical question, you know, what is going on? Does that sound like a person really seeking an answer to what's actually going wrong? Or does that sound like a person who's just cracking out in sheer frustration at the horde of annoyance, twisted savagery, and ultimately scumbaggery that we are constantly surrounded in? I don't get it. Why be frustrated when you can simply learn more about what's going on? Why spend so much time telling other people what to believe when you could solidify your own knowledge in that time instead? That's what's happening. I find that as patriots, as truthers, as people who actually care about others, we've preoccupied ourselves, and this is in the positive sense, of course, we've preoccupied ourselves with other people. Okay? You need to wake up. You're a slave. You don't know how the world truly works. The New World Order is going to exterminate you. Okay? This is the mentality. But that doesn't work, does it? Because people don't like to enter into a conversation that is straight away about how negative and horrible and crappy you as a person are. Nobody engages with those types of people. You know why? Because they're freaking annoying. It's like somebody comes up to you while you're smoking a cigarette and goes, you say, man, this is a terrible cough, man. I smoke all day. I don't cough like that. Maybe you were vaccinated 52 times before 18 months. Did I overreact? I think so. It matters not what your beef is with other people, because ultimately that beef starts and ends with you. Okay? Take some frickin' personal responsibility for once in your life, and don't start blaming everybody else for your problems. Figure out what the problem is and lemon solve it. Okay? Find out what's going on. If you're feeling sick, tired, you know, fatigued or what have you, have a look at your environment. What are you eating? What are you drinking? How much electronic devices do you have in your house? How much exercise are you getting? Okay? All those things will make you a heck of a lot more frustrated than any amount of government intervention in your life, apart from being taken to court and whatnot. Because if you want to describe the epitome of what is boring and wrong, oh boy, do the court system absolutely, absolutely take the prize on that one. That's the most boring place in all history. There is not a court in the land of Nod or frickin' Timbuktu that can compare to a New Zealand courtroom or an American courtroom or any of them. They're institutionally frickin' boring and suckful. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how people actually can bring themselves to working in such an environment. Not only is it boring, but it doesn't do any good. Not only does it take frickin' ages, and you spend so much time frickin' wandering around, talking about BS kind of crap and speaking in a language that nobody don't understand, it's just out of control. You know, that's why they call it the criminal justice system, because it's just criminal. I just can't understand the mentality. It's beyond a joke. Beyond a joke. And if you'd like to call in, ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are now open. 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. And then for those of you in New Zealand who would like to get on the show and just kind of talk in and whatnot, just send me a contact request to my Skype account. And I won't be able to reply to you while I'm actually on air, but I'll be able to look at your messages and get to your requests during each break time, so don't worry about that. The Skype name is Vincent.Eastwood. Vincent.Eastwood, so you can just add that onto Skype if you want to call in during the show. It's about the best solution that I can find here, because we just love Skype here at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Without it, honestly, the shows just wouldn't happen, because it is the best freaking networking tool, communication tool that we've ever found. We do so much with it that it's just not funny. And if you're technophobic of it, as some people are, get over it. Get over it very quickly. Some people say, oh, it's all surveilled and everything like that. Everything's surveilled. Down to the micron of your DNA. Virtually. What are you worried about? It's like, oh, I don't want to pick up that hammer because it might be used against me by somebody who wrenches it out of my hand and cracks me in the skull over it. Well, if you don't pick up that hammer, how are you going to build your frickin' house? Come on. Think about usefulness. How useful is a tool online such as Facebook, such as Twitter, which is enemy controlled? How useful is that platform for exposing the fact that the enemy control it? Intensely is the answer. Ergo, that's why you should be using them. Okay? I would think it would be pretty straightforward. Do not, under any circumstances, let a good weapon sit back unused when you can be using it to destroy your enemy. And the enemy, as far as I'm concerned, is not a man. It's not a particular organization. It's an idea. The idea that people are scum, slaves, can't think for themselves, can't be educated, can't be clothed, and to let them just die. And if they won't die on their own, then let's frickin' end their lives. That kind of mentality, that kind of idea, doesn't need to exist anymore. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the best little network that exists, yeah, I'd probably say. Even Jack Blood thinks so. Jack Blood used to be on this network, and he was saying that I was very lucky to be on the only, I don't think I can quote him. But something around the lines of American Freedom Radio is the only good radio network that is of decent size that exists in America. That's pretty much what he said, like the coolest and the way they treat you and all of that kind of stuff. And I tend to agree. Everybody's pretty straight up. If we've got any problems, we talk about them. We have a few laughs. It's a partnership. That's what every business, I think, should really be like, is a bit of a partnership, because you're supposed to give as much as you can to help other people out. You're not supposed to hamstring them. You're supposed to give them advice. You know, it's just like somebody's doing something wrong or not doing something well enough or something. You're just gonna be like, hey, dude, I've noticed a bit of lack here again. We've got to sort the situation out. Sort it out. Don't leave it to fester in the background until it becomes unbearable. That's what so many people do when they deal with their problems. That's what so many people do. It's a frickin' tragedy. Because if you're not communicating, then you're probably not getting along very well. Are you? You can't deal with people if you're not communicating. Because everybody's got something that'll frustrate you, or if they invade your space, or anything like that. And instead of talking about it and just, you know, taking it up right there and then and acting in an amicable fashion, instead of doing that, if you're just allowed to bottle up and become some sort of festering sore within you. This is what happens in a lot of flatting situations, living situations, family situations, and even some friendships break up because of this breakdown in communication. Whereas if they were coming up with their problems to each other each and every day until it got to the point where they pretty much addressed everything, then there were no real more things to discuss in terms of the problematics, then you're all sweet. There's nothing to worry about. Okay, that's what I find with my good friends that I communicate with on a regular basis or anything like that. If I do anything that ticks them off, they tell me very quickly. And I prefer to have friends like that because I have a monstrous freaking ego. There's goodness knows what kind of damage I could do if I've been left to my own devices without people to pull me up on some of the crap that I do and the crap that I say. Okay, goodness knows. And I think the same goes for absolutely everybody. The more on your own you become, the less, shall we say, socially aware or socially conscious you become. Because it's in the contact with other people, the real contact with other people, real communication with people, where you get some description of reasonable perspective. Something that goes across the monicum of political talk or paradigmic type behavior. Oh, I'm a left winger. Oh, I'm a right winger. You can get along with a left winger if you're a right winger. And you can get along with both the left wingers and the right wingers even if you think that both of those paradigms are completely false. As long as you focus your attention on the person that you are talking to. It's a person, not an object. It's not a car. It's not some kind of... It's not something you can really judge accurately based upon a very small amount of information. Humans are incredibly complex creatures. However, there's some people that you can size up in 2 seconds. This person is a rabid, rabid, psychotic person. That's the kind of person that you don't hang out with because they're not going to teach you anything that you want to learn. Like how to deal with copious amounts of pain, frustration, and scumbaggery. Not lessons that are absolutely, shall we say, fabulous. But, on the other hand, had you not learned those things earlier on in life, what would the rest of your life turn out like? Think about it. If nobody had ever screwed you over, if you'd never been arrested by the police, never been charged and never had to go through the varying rigmaroles of the system or dealing with demonization from other people, if you'd never experienced that, what would change in your life? Now, these things can cause a lot of psychological damage, but they can also, in fact, I think this is probably usually a lot more likely the case, they also teach you something, okay, and they help you to grow as a person. Person's not a complete individual. As soon as they come out of the womb, they got to learn a few things first. They have to figure out what the heck is going on. They have to make themselves. It's like a creator creating itself. And it has all these other outputs, experiences, and things that kind of determine how your personality turns out. There's also a genetic element to it. You know, my father was a kind of a performer, life of the party, and a shrewd businessman, very creative. My mother was a nurse and a poet, you know, and I feel quite lucky that I've had those combinations of people to learn off as a start off. Ain't too bad. So it becomes incumbent upon me to use those things that I've been given. Because my personal belief that all the best things in my life haven't been things that I've created or made or anything like that. They've been things that have been given to me. Right? You got to live your life in gratitude, ultimately. Because without other people, without all those other influences that you have, you'd be nothing. You wouldn't be who you are without those terrible experiences, without those mentors, without those parents. Those are the things that you should truly value. It's the people around you, not the ideas that they postulate and happen to be wrong. And it's like people get into arguments with each other when they essentially have no argument and they're in total agreement and they're about to hit each other over it. I've seen this, you know, at a protest. Good friend of mine, Tony Ravlich, active human rights campaigner, having an argument to the point of nearly getting about to be smashed in the face by a Māori sovereign activist. You know? It's unbelievable. You got two people. One of them is advocating universal human rights. Everybody is a human being and they need to be, you know, valued for that and that alone. And the other person is saying, oh, we need to value everybody's rights and beings as humans and their tribes and their Māoridom and all of that kind of stuff in Aotearoa, New Zealand. They're both advocating the exact same thing, and they nearly came to blows over it. So I saw this about to happen. I walked over, I grabbed Tony, and I said, hey, mate, come over here, man. Come over here, Tony. It was just, boom, defused the situation instantly. And then they continue the conversation, and I explain who Tony is to these people. And then they go, oh, okay. And then they resume the conversation at an absolutely amicable level. You know why? Because somebody actually explained who they were. Okay? That's what I find is interesting. You can either have conversations about what you're talking about and what you're talking about, or you can have a conversation about who I am. And this is what I think. Okay? This is what I mean about people engaging in pointless discussion. You see people on the side of the road or whatever, having a conversation about something political or doesn't matter what it is. And it revolves into this negative feedback backlash, I guess you could call it. Might be a bit complex, might need an anagram to sum that one up, but basically, here it is. You got one person saying, you just think that because you're this, that, and the other. And that person responds by saying, oh, you're just saying that because you're that, this, and the other. Instead of two people explaining who they are and what they think to the other person, it's two people explaining what the other person thinks and who the other person is. And they've never talked to them before in their lives. How freaking insane is that? And it happens all the time. It's constant. Stop the freaking bickering, infighting, stupidity in the extreme is fighting amongst each other when you know that your enemy is dark, massive, and absolutely brimming to the gills with the intent to enslave you, your country, and destroy everything that generations have built up. What are you doing? Come together. Have a little bit of unity. Don't play into the enemy's hands. And if you're concerned that somebody doesn't have a grand objective or whatever, just remember, there's a hell of a lot of enemy objectives that aren't well planned either. And we'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't desert me, Unity, by all freaking means. Because after all, everybody's freaking infighting for no good reason. Because the points that we disagree upon are so minor and insignificant that it would waste all the possible things that we do agree on from ever getting accomplished were we to focus on them. Really, that's my take. I could be wrong. And we have a caller from New Zealand. This is the very first time we've tried to implement the scheme of getting people to call in via Skype, and it's just dropped off. That's great, isn't it? If we could reconnect her, that'd be nice. Name's Angela from New Zealand. Hopefully we can get her reconnected up later on. But I was... I'm just kind of a bit frustrated at the moment, being kicked out of my residence because the people I'm living with here don't like me. And what's interesting is I've been holding my tongue. I've really tried to respect their space and all of this kind of stuff and be polite and just get the housework done and water blast the driveway and what have you. Okay. It's not good enough, though. I'm actually hated. Hated is not too strong a word, mind you. Pretty rough. It's like living in a... it's like living in a... I don't know, like an Iron Maiden. As if you can't move without being stabbed by some description of incredibly burny dagger thingy. It's pretty freaking nasty. It feels terrible. Makes you feel sick. Keeps you up at night thinking about really horrible things that you want to do to the people. But you never do because you don't want it to freaking get it to come that way, right? And this is the problem. When you're hated, people freaking, I don't know, it feels bad, right? So you, instead of going, you know what I prefer? I prefer love. I prefer calm. And if I can't get that, preferably apathy. You don't know. What's this hate thing? It's nasty. To be hated. It makes you feel bad in many, many ways. It's quite unconscionable. Really. And you don't wish it on anybody. And I feel in the truth movement, we've got a lot of hate, hell of a lot of it, you know, coming at people from all directions, you know. We're really kind of fractured. I feel that realization that we're kind of fractured is just too hard to deal with to a large degree, you know? You have so much in common with everybody, and yet all the people see is the differences. Why? We all breathe oxygen. We all like to... And why did they get this way? Are they so... stupid that I think that this is a better way of resolving your issues is to either A, not communicate, or B, only communicate hate. People are really aggressive in the truth movement, some people. And there's an element and a time and a place, I guess. You know, like if you're coming up against some description of extremely nasty, dirty, filthy piece of work that works for the globalist, has no interest in allowing your country to survive or thrive, those people could probably have a bit of anger directed at them. However, imagine if you weren't. Imagine if instead of yelling at them through a megaphone, calling them a scumbag, and citing all these horrible things that they've done, What if you politely came up to them and just asked them a few genuine questions and allowed them to answer them? Would you get more or less information than you want? Would you learn something about them? It's almost an intelligence type operation, I feel, because you have to work tactically. If you live in an environment, whether that be home or the workplace, or like some people who are politically active, then I think that you really do have to prioritize what you spend your time doing with other people. You know, particularly if they know more than you about a topic. Okay? For example, international finance. I would probably say I know less than John Key about international finance. The problem is that what I do know, I tell the truth about, and what he knows, he keeps it to himself so he can continue to rot the country and the entire world off of fraudulent derivative trading and varying other forms of financial filth. Okay? That's the difference. He thinks that knowledge is power. Hide it well. I feel that knowledge is power, so therefore you should share it. Because if you accumulate too much power, you will be corrupted absolutely. Okay? That's the difference between somebody like John Key, who has an immense amount of power, and me, who doesn't really have that much power at all. Okay? And I don't want to put myself into some kind of victim mentality. I don't subscribe to be part of any other movement. I just want to remain independent and to go about things the way I want to go about things. Namely because I've got such an aversion to following orders. Oh, yes, I do. Do not like to follow orders one iota. Somebody asks me to do something, then by George, I'll do it. Because they asked me, because they need me, or something of that. That should be your motivation. It's the right thing to do, and nobody else is going to do it. That's motivation enough for me. You have to do it, or if you don't, we'll fire you, or we'll cut your pay, or we won't pay you, or something like that. That's not the right thing to do. That is holding a knife to somebody's throat. That's frickin' extortion. And I can't live in an environment like that, where there's consequences that people will try to put upon you arbitrarily because you're not doing something that they want you to. Okay? They want you to do something. You may not want to do it, but by George, can they just make you do it anyway? I don't like that. I mean, not as an adult anyway. I mean, children... Yeah, absolutely. Children should do the bulk of the things that they're told because they're being protected by their freaking parents and they don't know how to take care of themselves. Well, ironically, most of the parents this day don't know how to take care of themselves either, and asking them to then also know how to take care of their country by voting properly is a freaking joke. And I want to reiterate, if you're going to vote for Labour or National this year, you are retarded and you need adult supervision. If you are going to vote Republican or Democrat this year, you are retarded and you need adult supervision. Okay? You are voting for the system that controls you. Okay? And I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to have the vote. I'm not saying you should be wiped out or whatever or any such description of thing. I'm simply telling you the facts as they stand. These two puppetry flags of scumbaggery will destroy your country. And to knowingly participate in the process and still knowingly vote for somebody who you should know better, than to give your consent to be governed by your inferiors. That's all that these people are. They are the inferiors of mankind. They have no soul, no conscience. They are merely a corporation. We have a corporation running our countries. Okay? It's a freaking huge corporation too, with immense resources, with an incredible PR team, with the most talented script writers, with all this, that, and the other. And they are implementing everything that they can in order to make your country sicker. They don't care about you, and if you think that they do, then you are retarded and you need adult supervision. I reiterate again, because allegedly, according to the CIA, brainwashing, or rather the most effective form of it, is repetition. Don't vote for these people. Come on. What I find interesting, though, how can you vote for anybody? You've got to find somebody whose morals, ethics, and general policy you accept, who has a track record of getting stuff done, of sticking to their guns, who does not waver. Those are the types of candles that don't blow out in a stiff breeze. I can assure you, the people who have been around for ages doing the same thing, always against the grain, and still getting the job done nonetheless. You know, people like Ron Paul. Absolutely. I couldn't see anybody better to be the President of the United States. Imagine it. Imagine the grandeur, the spectacle. Ron Paul, the President of the United States. All the stuff that he's done, it's history. Okay? Can't argue with history. And every single time that there has been something nasty going on throughout history, he's been doing something about it. And we have our guest here, Angela from New Zealand. Angela, welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Hey, Vinnie.
How are you today?
Oh, just relaxing back, listening to the show.
And what's on your mind today?
Well, I don't know. I've been looking on Facebook lately. There's a guy who's been issued a gag order from John Key himself.
Yeah, Russell Malcolm. I was round at his place the other night having a chicken dinner with him.
Oh, nice. Butter chicken?
No.
Damn.
Roast chicken. Did you know that roast chicken is the most favoured dish in the whole of New Zealand?
Well, it's probably the cheapest meat to buy at the moment.
Yeah, and I think it kind of is reminiscent of the voters themselves. They're all chicken.
Too right. Hey, so I hear that you're having Russell on the show soon.
Will be. As soon as he's ready. What's interesting is that he's been having some problems with his internet and phone connection since this debacle started. He's been banned.
Isn't that strange?
He started up a blog, right, exposing the corruption in the local council through the Resource Management Act. And as a result, he was arrested on no charge. And then he found out through a police officer who told him that the order to arrest him came directly from the Prime Minister himself, that the issues of his bail came directly from the Prime Minister himself, which include being illegal to post anything on the internet, being illegal to contact any member of Parliament. This is un-freaking-precedented. And by George, I'm going to get him on the show, because it may be illegal for him to post stuff, but there's nothing in there about him. But there's nothing in there about him going on the Vinnie Eastwood show and then Vinnie Eastwood posting it up.
No, that's true. What I found was really interesting, though, is we actually had a look at his charge papers on the blog that it was posted on last night, I believe. They refer to the entity as being Auckland City Council. Now, Auckland City Council itself does not exist. It's Auckland Council. Now, we all know when it comes to naming rights and company names and corporations and things like that, it is a legal name. So it's very interesting that there's that discrepancy there on the charge form.
Indeed it is. And we can talk about this more if you want to hold on till after the break. Angela, you're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. The number to call in is 402-237-2525. And you can add vincent.eastwood to Skype if you want to call in from New Zealand. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief.
Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Also going out on a couple of New Zealand stations. We have Rush FM in Hamilton and Infinity FM, not Infinity FM, because it doesn't go on forever. It's Infinity FM, you know, just with an I. Like, this is Infinity FM in Invercargill. And my caller from New Zealand, Angela, welcome back.
Hi there.
Okay, so this this whole Russell Malcolm thing, yeah, we're definitely going to get into it on detail, and I've spoken with Russell about this a couple of times, and yeah, like I said, went round to his house the other night and had a beer with him and had tea, and I found out how many journalists do you know that actually come round and have a beer with you and have tea and just kind of talk about all the stuff that you're going to go through? or that you've been going through. Yeah, I don't think there's too many of them. but you know, that's kind of the Kiwi way, isn't it? We don't really follow too much protocol, or at least I don't. And that's the way it should be, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right.
Could be wrong though. Maybe it's intensely unprofessional. But then again, professional journalism's a joke, isn't it? Where's it got us so far? not a very good direction, that's for sure. Now, what do you make of the New Zealand elections? Who are you going to vote for?
I am as yet undecided, but I'm liking the look of just putting two lines across the voting paper there and shoving it back in the ballot box.
Yeah, universal commercial code. Mm-hmm. No confidence. I think that's an idea because, but, you know, there's the problem. Did you know it's illegal to deface a voting paper?
Well, hey, they're going to have to find my DNA on the paper to actually charge me with defacing it, aren't they?
But don't you get, like, a specific voting form, like, for you or like, registered to vote or something like that?
You know what? I haven't actually looked into it that much. That's how uninterested in elections and politicians I have been until recently.
Yeah. I can understand the mentality.
Yes. Yes. I'm having even more problems understanding my mentality because I woke up one day and I was working for the man.
Oh, goodness.
So, yes, kind of stuck in this position and listening to you every day, Vinny, and then going, trudging off and going to work for the man and doing what the man says. And, yes, it's I'm living a life of hypocrisy at the moment, I suppose you could say.
Well, isn't that the most stable form of government?
Suppose so.
Yeah, yeah. I think that, like, democracy as it stands, or hypocrisy, I think, well, it's actually, I'd probably say it's more likely kleptocracy, government by people with kleptomania, just can't stop stealing stuff, you know, for the life of them. I remember when I was in high school in Waiheke Island, and there was this one kid, kleptomaniac kind of thing, broke into like 8 cars after school one time. 8 cars right outside school. People, you know, who'd left their car to go down to wait for their kids or something like that. Left the car open, you know, it's a very small community or whatever. Oh, my God. And that's kind of what the World Bank and IMF and the Bank of International Settlements and all of these people, which I'm sure John Key should be familiar with, considering he was like a bankster at the highest level in charge of the European derivative and bond market, right? Those people are essentially the head kleptos, you know, except instead of stealing a chocolate bar out of the front seat of a car, they will steal an entire nation's access to its resources and leave everybody else there to die.
Yeah, and I think what makes it sadder is that they've actually managed to wangle the whole system so that we willingly give them the money.
Yeah. But, and you get to the point where you love giving your money away from... I'm going to vote for John Key because he'll get us out of debt. What? He'll be getting us out of debt? He's been borrowing like $400 million a week. How on earth, sector? The guy doesn't do anything except get people into debt. You moron! You don't understand what it is you're talking about!
Well, you got to say, at least his office same in crime there, Mr. Phil Goff, had the nads to own up and say he was actually going to put us even further in debt first.
Right. So your choices are the guy lies to you and say he won't put you in debt, but he'll put you in more debt than ever before, or a guy that's going to tax the bejesus out of you and put you in more debt than you've ever heard of before.
Yeah, so it comes down to who's worse, you know, the one that's up front about stealing from you or the one that lies to you about stealing from you.
As they is a lesser of two evils. Well, you're still supporting evil, aren't you? That means you are a facilitator of the Dark Lord's reign, okay?
Simply by putting your mark on the piece of paper under their name.
And you're consenting to it.
That's consenting, right.
To be shafted like a freaking gold mine.
So, yeah, my two lines will go on the ballot paper like two fingers in the air, Vinny.
Well, good on you. I'm acting under the assumption that it doesn't matter how many people vote no confidence, it'll never get bloody reported. Well, except, you know, in fact, here's a better idea. If you're going to vote no confidence, tell me about it, and what we'll do then is we'll have a big mash-up show. Have like about, I don't know, how many segments have we got in this show? Three an hour, six segments. Maybe we could have like a dozen people who voted no confidence from multiple different countries to come on and speak their piece for about, like, what, 5 minutes each. It is why you voted no confidence. Why you feel that there is absolutely no reason whatsoever to trust your politicians, trust your government, or to even participate in the current staged political process. That'd be one heck of a show.
Yeah, I think so, but it comes down to the one simple answer is they're not truly for the people, they're for themselves.
Well, are they even really for themselves, or are they for their masters?
Ultimately, I suppose, yeah. They're making money for their man, we're making money for them. Well, should I say, they're stealing our money off us.
Yeah, yeah. And what about MMP, when they do a referendum on that? It's like, do we want the ability to vote for smaller parties who represent allegedly different ideals and what have you, that campaign continuously to get their voices heard and have minority points of view or whatever? Should we have a system that represents them, or just first past the post, red team, blue team, and in either case, it's going to be basically either your bruised body or your bloodied body?
Well, I was having to think about this on my way home, driving home from work last night, and I just thought, well, first past the post is like, okay, it's like a racehorse and whoever's the strongest in the polls and has their opinion out there the most gets the vote, and that's how it goes. But I think with the MMP, it is a proportional representation of how the people voted, you know, and it's the larger proportion of people get the majority party in, and then say, for instance, 45% ooh the Blues, and then 30% the Reds, and then we get 5% of another and 10 of another, and, you know, I'm almost up to 100% here and haven't done the math in my head quick enough. But I think it represents the proportion of the people that are prepared to, or for want of a better word, happy to have that mix of power in government.
Yeah, I suppose so. But it makes it very interesting the way that they're trying to demonise MMP. This is great. The main party that's really going to kind of have the voters that are stupid enough and arrogant enough to vote for them and at the same time maybe favour getting rid of MMP, even though their support for that's quite low, they're the National Party. And what are they doing now other than demonising MMP by having these little cups of tea with corporate kleptocrat scumbags, right? They're making a mockery of the whole system. I believe it's a purposeful media campaign to undermine the public's confidence that MMP can work.
It's a public exercise to undermine everybody's confidence in that any system can work, really. I mean, the last referendum they had, it went nowhere anyway, so what's to say they're going to listen to this one?
Well, doesn't the mere existence of the government as the best example against the government?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we've got a question in the chat room here, and also I wanted to give a shout-out. I was asked on Facebook to give a shout-out to Occupy Auckland on the Guerrilla Media chat box there. So, yeah, if you haven't been to Occupy Auckland, they have a copious quantities of tents down there, and I can assure you there's plenty of good cats down there where you can learn some interesting stuff off. So, yeah, cruise down to Aotea Square down there. And also, what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, the Green Party. A lot of people are supporting the Green Party, and they have redeemed themselves quite massively in the polls, as they always do before the elections, and then they wind up getting a hugely reduced number on election day. Have you noticed that the past couple of elections, Greens have been way up in the polls, and then they only really just get in there kind of thing, like maybe a little bit better than last time? I don't know. But the whole thing about climate change and Agenda 21 / sustainability kind of mantra instantly makes me distrustful from the Greens. I mean, when I first voted, I did in fact vote Green, but then I realised that they reneged on their campaign pledge to decriminalise cannabis. I realised that basically if you're Green, it's just the new red, and that communist parties back during the McCarthy era, as they were being persecuted by the government, changed their names into things like Progressive or Green or this, that, and the other in order to hide their true agenda, which is a global socialism, Gaia-worshipping sort of cult that has no interest per se in any individual rights. They think it's all about the collective. And in my opinion, it's the individual that actually makes the collective what it is, because you can't touch a forest, can you? You can only touch a tree. To look at people like a group of people or anything like that denies the reality of all of those individuals that are in there, because the individual is the only thing that's truly exceptional. The human race is not, but there's plenty of exceptional people. And I think that when it comes down to it, there really isn't anybody you can vote for. And you're right, Angela. Two slashes across that piece of paper, write an NC, no confidence. That's voting with your conscience. That's voting for reality. Because ultimately the system is just going to screw us all over anyway. It doesn't matter which party they belong to. Unless they're telling the entire system and that it's wrong and we need to press the frickin' reset button, or at the very least the bloody pause button, what's going on here?
Yeah, I don't think pausing it's going to do any good. And I think, get the old PlayStation analogies going, get a reset on it. Just wondering though, Vinny, I was taking a look at Frog Blog last night, and I noticed that Sue Cleggley, at the beginning of the Codex Alimentarius discussion, was actually quite active in having some of the parts of the bill amended. But last comment from her, I believe, was around about the 23rd of September. And since then, it appears she's done a bit of a backtrack on getting those things tweaked. So, definitely people reneging on policies and ideas, especially with the amount of support she's getting for it.
Well, I think that's what I'm talking about when I talked about Ron Paul and, say somebody like Winston Peters, for example. Track record, okay? Mm. Track record for getting absolutely screwed over for simply standing their ground on something. That's what happens in Parliament. Hone Hardaweta, exactly the same. Stood on his principles. He wasn't standing for the Māori Party principles. He was standing for Māori principles. He didn't care too much for party policy. That's why he didn't play ball with them, because they were selling Māori out just as bad as the National Party were. And what happens when you've got a system that will either force you to get expelled and demonised for telling the truth, or you have to wind up backtracking and reneging in order to stop that from happening to you? What kind of confidence does that inspire in the entire system in and of itself? Not a lot, I wouldn't think.
No, I'd say those with their eyes open would be wondering what sort of leverage the powers behind the powers that they have got to make them, you know, drop their ethics, you know, and what they stand for.
Well, everybody seems to get lobbied these days, don't you think? There's so much money coursing around. And it turns out some Swedish study or whatever, I don't remember exactly when it wasn't too long ago, came out and found out that there's so many different shell companies and things like that operating around this world that are all in the employ of singular banking families and small amounts of people, that the entire world's wealth, or the large majority of it, like at the very least 70% of the world's wealth, is owned by a very few people. Okay? That's not something that you want to deal with, because that's despotism. They have all the power, all the resources, and they're going to crush you. We'll be right back after the break on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, 402-237-2525.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride.
The Berkey Light LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know.
A surprise on the Vinnie Eastwood Show right here on American Freedom Radio. It's a great New Zealand band called The Black Seeds, who basically just have some really awesome music most of the time. And we were talking about the sort of New Zealand elections and all the sort of various changes that are going on around the place. And some people are saying that we're coming to a bit of a tipping point where the whole veil of the system is starting to kind of crumble and people are waking up to it and they won't take it anymore, right? Almost reaching that point. Not in 10 years, not in 20 years, but soon. Very soon. And I think, thank goodness for that. It's going to be freaking terrible, terrible crackdowns. I watched a video this morning, and also welcome back to my guest, Angela. I watched a video this morning about these UC college kids sprayed with mace. There's like 10 of them, maybe 15, just sitting there in a line. Cop calmly grabs this giant can of mace. It's like the size of a mini fire extinguisher. And just walks up the entire line of them, spraying them all with one continuous steady stream. Just so he gets them all, like he's spraying pesticide on a flower bed or something like that. It's incredible. It's just arrestable. Brutal. No justification whatsoever. What the heck is going on here? There's the Occupy movement we want to talk about here for a second. Luke Rutkowski was being interviewed by David Icke in a video I saw the other day. He said something that I think rings very true. The reason why the Occupy movement haven't issued any demands is testament to the fact that there's so many things wrong that you couldn't possibly issue demands against all of them. That sounds about right to me. What do you think, Angela?
Well, I think if people did start issuing the demands and pointing out what was wrong, it'd be like unraveling your knitting, wouldn't it? Everything would just start to fall apart. People would start waking up all over the show, and it would. I think it'd just devolve into chaos, basically.
If the truth was known about everything and the demands were made about everything, it'd be chaos, do you reckon?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. It'll be like, you know, chopping a chicken's head off. People have run around in great panic. Suddenly the systems they've had and known for their entire lives and for generations would be seen for what they really are, as worthless and pointless. And
well,
I think, yeah, it'd upset people.
Well, of course it would. Whenever you lose something that you built your entire life's consciousness from, you'll suffer the three main symptoms of cognitive dissonance. You'll either make fun of the person or attack their character, or you will simply ignore it completely, or you will run a million miles an hour from it.
Yeah, that's right, Vinny. I've actually, you know, got into conversations with people, you know, about the 99% and, you know, some of the things our good man David Icke speaks about. And people have just outright said to me, look, you know, that stuff's really scary. I don't want to know. And there ends the conversation.
And therein lies the problem. How
exactly.
Do you make somebody learn something that they don't want to know?
Yeah, piquing the curiosity, answer. I think, is the best.
I don't know. Here's the answer. You call the cops on them for a completely illegal charge, you know, like something that's totally made up. And then, meanwhile, while they're protesting their innocence of what for, they realize just how little evidence you need in order to destroy somebody's life.
What, they suddenly, they're sitting there going, oh, what the F happened?
Yeah, that'll motivate you to become an activist like anything. Wrongful arrest, boy, does that tick you off. And you're like, I'm going to expose this scumbaggery. I'm going to devote my entire life to it. I'm going to read volumes of encyclopedic knowledge of scumbaggery so I can take these people to court and freaking win. And that's what so many people have been doing. They just become active because something real nasty happened to them. Okay, and I think that's actually an important lesson to learn. Nothing makes you learn something faster than trauma.
That's right. Having your own person affronted and suffering some injustice.
Yeah. So here's the new campaign slogan. In fact, I just kind of like messed that up. How do you make a campaign slogan out of telling people to go and get themselves completely destroyed by their own government so that they'll realise how nasty it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point, Ebony.
You know, because you can't encourage people on the radio to go out and just, recklessly break a law or something like that in order to goad a police officer into coming over and arresting you. Because then I'd get blamed for all the intense suffering that they go through and what have you. When it's not me that's going through that suffering, it's them. And you're supposed to learn from it.
Our poor little friend Mr. Malcolm there and use the B word inadvertently and have them swarm your house at stupid o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just kind of comes down to it where you're like, okay, it's not about right and left anymore. Mm-mm, it's about right and wrong. Because, my goodness, is there a lot of wrong going on. It is numerous. Voluminous. It's voluminous. Okay. You can't, it can't be quantified. That's how bad it is. But here's the point of the show. It's not to make you kind of freak out and go, oh, goodness, there's copious amounts of scumbaggery. That's so scary. It's very scary. It's not about that. It's about having a few laughs because it's so horrible. All right? Not in spite of the fact, but because of the fact.
Yeah, it's only life. You can't take it too seriously.
Yeah. The person who takes himself too seriously is trekking a very slippery slope indeed, you know? I like making fun of stuff all the time and in one of my YouTube videos and what have you. Lady asked me, are you serious? I go, of course not. Have you ever known me to be?
But don't you run a fine line there, you know, someone asks you, are you serious? And you say no. And then they just walk away thinking, well, maybe he's in some deluded world. So you really need to give somebody something concrete in some of the interactions you have with them, don't you? Something that sticks in their mind and they take away and they have a bit of a think about it, Vinny.
Oh, yeah. Well, just because I'm telling the truth doesn't mean when I say I'm not serious that the truth doesn't exist. You know, people got to learn that they need to have that, again, like you said, a balance. Okay, you know, I'll be serious if the occasion calls for it. But ultimately, being too serious, the vast majority of the time, and working yourself up over stuff that you can't actually technically do anything about right at this very point and frustrating the living bejesus out of yourself, ain't effective. Mm-hmm. Okay?
No,
having a few laughs about it, coming to understand and come to terms with it, on the other hand, I feel is a far more efficient use of people's time. Because it can stop them going nuts.
Yes, absolutely, Vinny.
You know, there's so many people, activists in particular, who, again, have that crappy stuff happen to them, wind up taking it far more seriously than they need to, losing their sense of humour to a large extent, and then they become just intensely antisocial. They not only hate the corruption in the government, but they hate everybody. You know, and they're basically like an out of control bronco rearing up, threatening everything around it. That's what happened. You know, it happens to so many of them, particularly people who wind up in the public eye and what have you, get enormous amounts of stress and getting called names and being attacked from this, that, and the other from people you thought you were friends, mate. If that didn't have a psychological effect to the negatory on you, you wouldn't be freaking human, right? The only way a human can have that kind of stuff happen to them and still appear totally onto it, totally sane, and still having a good life, somebody who has a very, very good sense of humor indeed. You know? I think that God has a sense of humor. Look at a platypus.
Yeah, you can't really tell whether he's coming or going, can you, really?
Yeah. Nor can you when John Key, when he's visiting a brothel. All right, well, thank you very much for your call today, Angela. And you have yourself a very fabulous evening and what have you.
I've got to head off to work very shortly, Vinny, and I'm going to download some more archives and subliminally feed them to my colleagues.
All right, as you do. Vinny Eastwood Show, the subliminal advertising arm of the Scumbaggery News Network. And we'll be right back tomorrow with more scumbaggery, more than you could ever shake a nightstick at. More than you can spray with pepper spray. More than you can eat with chopsticks. More than you can sacrifice in a waiting surgical van on the way to a Chinese airport with a worker inside who you're harvesting the organs on to sell on the open market. That's right. See you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.